From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The controversial Arizona immigration law is beginning to expose a rift in the Republican Party. The law earned cheers from some GOP leaders and has prompted lawmakers in other states to consider similar measures. But a growing number of high-profile Republicans have begun expressing concern this week, including former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Florida Senate candidate Marco Rubio, and GOP strategist Karl Rove. The law has also ramped up the rivalry between the two GOP Senate candidates in Arizona, incumbent John McCain, who historically has championed comprehensive immigration reform, and challenger J.D. Hayworth, who is a strong supporter of the new Arizona law. J.D. Hayworth joins us now to talk about the law and the debate it's kickstarted. Thanks so much for being with us.
Michelle, it's great to be with you.
Now, the more scrutiny this law gets, the more some in your party express serious concerns about it. Karl Rove said it could run into constitutional problems. Meg Whitman, a candidate in California, says there are better ways to solve this problem. Jeb Bush says this is not the proper approach. Why are they wrong?
Well, I think what you're seeing from them, Michelle, is more of a political reaction rather than a constitutional-based reaction. The fact is, Senate Bill 1070, all it really does is empower the state to enforce existing federal immigration laws.
Well, now, I spoke to a police chief earlier this week in Tucson, and he is one of a number of police chiefs in the state who have concerns about the law. They say it is a bit confusing. They're not sure what actually constitutes reasonable suspicion. And in particular, the police chief I spoke to said that his department is not equipped to handle the responsibilities of federal immigration officials. Does it trouble you that the state has passed a law that police officers seem to be wary about enforcing?
Well, that admonition from the police chief in Tucson stands in stark contrast to what I hear from law enforcement officers on the street. When you talk to the street cops or those on duty, you get a very different response. There is a real disconnection between some people in supervisory capacities in law enforcement and what the people of Arizona want, and by extension, what most cops on the beat want to do.
Arizona Governor Jan Brewer said that police officers cannot use race or ethnicity alone in enforcing this law. But the law, as I understand, is intended to help stem the flow of illegal immigrants from Mexico. It seems like addressing that problem would mean focusing on people who come from Mexico or people who appear to come from Mexico. How do you address the stated problem, too many illegals from Mexico, without targeting people who come from Mexico and in the process engaging in something very close to racial profiling?
While it is true that Mexico, as a matter of geography, is our closest neighbor, we have been picking up large numbers of Chinese illegals. And perhaps most disturbingly, Michelle, we've been seeing any number of illegals coming from the Middle East.
So once this law is actually fully in practice, do you imagine that police would regularly ask all Arizonans to provide proof of citizenship in the course of police contact? Do you think that the police would be asking people who look like you or people who look like your opponent, John McCain, or your family members or relatives to provide proof of citizenship on a regular basis?
Well, Michelle, if I might personalize it, let's just imagine that you visit us here in Arizona, and we always welcome you for a visit. And whether it's you or me, if we're driving a motor vehicle and we fail to obey a traffic regulation and we're pulled over by a police officer, what will be the first thing they will ask for? They will ask for a driver's license. Now, as we should understand, to paint a picture that suggests that people walking down the street minding their own business will suddenly be accosted by law enforcement officers and some sort of low-budget grade B movie request, "Your papers, please," will emanate from a law enforcement official, I believe is hyperbole in the extreme. But the notion that people walking down the street, minding their own business, or worse, the hyperbole offered by some journalists and some comedians that people will be found of being guilty, quote, breathing while brown, close quote, does nothing to deal with the seriousness of the problem and, quite frankly, the seriousness of the remedy.
We've been speaking with former congressman and current Senate candidate from the state of Arizona, J.D. Hayworth. Mr. Hayworth, thank you very much.
Michelle, thank you very much.